Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hey everyone, welcome. I hope you're ready. It's Thursday night and we know what you want. You want your Dina time. We got that Dina here and that Dina's going to do that Dina time. I have a lot of individuals tonight calling in. Please be patient with the phones with back to Mercury retrograde, meaning Mercury's going backwards, doing the waltz, stepping on everyone's toes in the room. So as we love and we have that fun time tonight, me and Dina are going to answer questions at 773-897-6461. I love all of you new fans. I want my Dina time. I just got my email and I also got a letter in the mail. Dina's prettier than I thought. I'm keeping the stamp, and I want another one, Jethro. How do I get another stamp? It's simple. If you want a Psychics Gone Wild stamp, go to PsychicsGoneWild.com and put in your favorite person. Are you a Jan fan? Are you a Dina time girl? Do you like the DC Love Kiss? What do you like? Let me know, and we'll help you. Are you a Gary Wimmer person? Do you need that intense litmus reading to get your day started? Do you want to be crazy and wild with Jethro, and you don't mind that he's wild? Put it in there. Write it in there. We've got a lot of pictures and a lot of individuals. This week, those of you who got your mail and started out with the letter, we are going to be putting out a newsletter, and we're asking everyone to put in there who wants to get the newsletter. Now, the newsletter will consist of Dina, Ask Dina, and Dina will be doing emails there. We encourage all of you guys that have wrote your emails to do that. I have a bunch of people that have asked already for that. What Dina will do is she will take the emails and answer them. With privacy, we will never show your pictures over there. We will only put what you put in the email, so you need to say that that's okay. If you send an email to me, I will never put your email, but I need to put your name or who you're from so we have an idea who we're speaking with, because Dina's going to have to resonate with that energy. But we've been doing it for, well, since we started, and love doing it. So if you guys want to get it, yes, you want your Dina time. And speaking of, Dina Flanagan, she is a certified psychic medium. She was born with this gift, and she's been reading for professionally over 25 years. Dina is the phenomenal Dina. Dina, how you doing?
Excellent, excellent. It's been really, finally, we have the most beautiful weather you can imagine up here. And it's been a great, and I went to New York City this past weekend to do some of the Brazzo gazings, and I'm all charged up and ready to go.
I'm so glad I did the Tampa Fair. I'm hiding out in Arlington, Virginia with Kay, and I'm all beat up. I'm like, I want my candy. Really, just like, I feel like this little kid, and I feel the energy from you, Dina. I'm waiting and looking excitedly for all of you guys that are calling in. If you haven't won on the contest, Bruce, we will be getting your email out to you. We have a little bit of crazy time there. So you were one of our winners who won the Linda Irwin CDs. There will be some CDs given away tonight. Plus, there's some readings. We're giving away an hour reading with Psychic Jethro. That's $120 value. You got to go to PsychicsGoneWild.com and put in, yes, I know a lot of you guys are going, why do you need my snail mail? We will be sending out those letters. You want to get the Jan stamp. If you don't have the Jan Bakke Drake stamp or the man, okay, I just turned her name around again, didn't I? You want the Jan fan stamp. Let's leave it there. What I love about it is we've got some other individuals. We've got some beautiful pictures, and it's fun because keeping those stamps from your mail, you will be able to play Psychics Gone Wild poker. I had a lot of friends asking me. Some will be aces. Some will be kings, queens, or tens. We do it just like you do poker. If you have, you know, a full house, what beats a flush? You want to save those stamps. I had a person tease me, and we know right now they're bartering in United Kingdom. It's very high market, that Dina Flanagan stamp. We had a friend tease and write me yesterday, Russell, and he said that he has friends, and he will pay me under the table if I will send him some more stamps of Dina and Patty. Russell, I worry about you. We're going to have to see about what you're doing, but that really is funny, and I needed that laugh. Thank you, Russell. Russell, you can have your first question tonight. Russell is writing on me to Skype saying, I have to ask Dina Flanagan. I've admired her for so long. I'm listening to her show tonight with you and Jethro. I'm wanting to know, why is it that my girlfriend, every time that we try to go out, all she talks about is her mother? I tried to be polite about it. I cannot say enough times, her mother gives me the creeps. I know her mother is some kind of a psychic vampire. We have discussed this before, and it has been proven to me by other mediums here. For some reason, Dina, she keeps bringing the name on. Does she want her mother to suck me dry? Does she think that I'm just a cup of chili waiting to be dipped in the chips? What is wrong with this woman? Why does she do this to me? Help me, Dina.
Well, my sense is that she's had a hold on her for ever since she was a child. And she still does, and down in her deep, that she doesn't want her to have that hold anymore. So she's trying to figure out find a way subconsciously into conscious how to let go of that, how to not let that affect anymore. So I don't think she's trying to do it to irritate you. I think she's trying to do it to figure out what she can do, because she doesn't know how to break it. She doesn't know how to walk away from that and just not let it affect anymore. That's what I'm getting. You, Jethro?
I feel very much, Dean, and I think it's just a habit is what I'm feeling. I do laugh. Now, you got to realize there's part of the power of a vampire, of a psychic, is if you do the intent. It's like putting up a gateway that says, here, I'm on the freeway, and I want you to scream every time you go by. If you put that out there and you get that intensity, your magnetism and your energy is helping her feed on you. You have to know like you know that they can't get in. It's just like the old fear no evil. It's also a real strong intent that, yes, we all know they're real and actual, but like me and Dina have discussed with you guys before, when you're raising your vibration, you will raise it to a level where they will not be able to get in different types of it. Always use the herbs and the different advances that your friends are telling you about there. I know from the friends of yours and mine over in United Kingdom that you have some really good people. And yes, if they want a Dina Flanagan shirt, we have Dina Flanagan shirts. They have to send it to me because you guys are a little bit more because of the postal. Send me, I think it's $18 instead of $15. But just send it to me and I'll send it to you. And maybe we can get Dina to sign a few of them and send over like we did with my shirt. And Jan Bachdrake shirts are also available too. So yeah, I know you guys love her over there too. Russell's writing, he says, I don't care what anybody says, you two are the best. I still want my Dina time. I will cry if I don't get it. So we love you. We love you, Russell.
Thank you, Russell.
Oh, my goodness. We got a lot of emails, you guys, and we got a lot of phones. So you guys hang on with the phone and still do a little bit, getting to know us a little bit. Dina, I have to ask you a question here, and this is a very personal question. I apologize, but you know how silly and wild I am. I have to know. Dina, would you prefer working on a man or a woman when it comes to healing?
Oh, many things come to mind then. interesting, because either way it doesn't matter to me because energy is energy. But I remember when I first started working in healing and with hands-on healing and whatnot many years ago, a lot of the men would be embarrassed because of what happened. But anyway, so it was interesting that I had to just ignore that, get over it. But women tend to be, because of that and whatnot, women tend to be a lot more relaxed and open a good part of the time than men, I noticed. Now, we're not talking everybody because there are exceptions. But to me, it's all one energy. I don't see men, I don't see women, not really energy. It's just all one. It's a balance. And that's what I'm trying to do when I work on people is balance them out, the female and the male sides, the yin and the yang. So that's what I get.
I love that. And the reason I ask this, and I'm bringing this question, is we had a lot of individuals here, and I have a lot of people that are coming to me and working with a lot of different types, and they were telling me that there was different reasons of it. And I had always just heard that, you know, you deal with the occasion. I know that we have on the phone just picked up and people have needed healed, and I hope a few of you tonight have that help. I want to write to going into the thing. No problem, Jan. We're having a crazy Mercury. Those of you tuning in, we're loving all of you guys. And make sure that you guys our contact is in the room know to get on the phone. We will pick up some phones and do readings. If you have had a reading with us in the last couple of weeks, just say pass. That's the good part about Gone Wild, is for us to keep going up to the oracle or the higher power and to keep asking the same questions. I had someone say, well, Jethro, I ask different questions every time I come in. I love that. But in respect for everyone, make sure and do that, because a lot of you guys come on an air time, and I know a lot of you new people are just tuning in for the first time. Just welcome us with it. I had a friend ask me, he said, Jethro, I'm trying to help you, so I call in. I love you dearly, but I've read for you every week for almost 30-some weeks. It gets to the point where I'm knocking on the door, and I feel like the little Girl Scout cookie. Nobody wants mints. So you know what I'm saying? Please, I don't want that feeling with our higher energy. We want to help as many of you as we can. And we welcome all you fans that call in and just say, hey. We had someone tell me yesterday, if you heard a joke, call Psyche's Gone Wild and tell us a joke. I love that idea. We had someone call last night with some other friends that were teasing us, and it was a blast. So, you know, don't ever stop being our fan, but just make sure, you know, that we're not answering that same question. I know that six times I've asked if KT is coming home. KT, I don't feel he's coming home. And sadly, on the sixth time when you called me, I was starting to not want him to come home. So I'm sorry, Dina, I had to say it, but they started it. We love all of you guys, and we want you to be fun. Let's be fun together and realize that we do other silent things. I do this all day for a living, so this is my dessert and my fun time and my time with my Dina time, because I love her dearly as a friend and a sister in this. So please do respect our time, and we'll respect yours. Dina, I have to talk to you about the chemistry. I am madly in love with the man that lives beside me. Everybody keeps telling me that he has this vibrant energy. I got to tell you, I went over to his house, and his salt and pepper shakers were moving around, and I swear there was nothing going on other than his energy. I thought at first maybe I had something to drink with the tea he gave me. I teased him about maybe if he'd put some kind of herbs in it. He told me it was his raw energy, and that whenever he was around people, they would have these very intense effects. Well, needless to say, I'm very, very interested. Then he politely said that he had to do his meditation, and he showed me out the door. He didn't let me get my shoes. Boy, I can't wait to get back over there and put my shoes on and maybe a few more things. What do you think, Dina?
Well, I do feel like that this person does have a lot of energy, but they need to be using it. That's why it's so much swirling. They need to be using it more. If they're not doing help working with people and helping people and doing healings or whatever, they need to be, and that's what makes it so intense. But I feel like once you get past the initial beginning of first few times, then you balance to the energy. That's what I'm feeling. You'll balance to the energy. So it won't be so intense. So I say, you know, go try it again. And each time, but I also feel like you're going to be getting something from it too. There's also, it's gifting. There will be benefits from it. That's what I hear. You, Jethro?
Oh, I agree. And I, you know, it brings up memories. I mean, me and Dina can tell you with our energy and just the chemistry off the radio, but I can tell you that you've got something too that's going on with you, Carol, because for you to feel that kind of energy and that vibration, your energies have to be heightened too. It's what me and Dina are discussing with you. And know that for that vibration, because if you weren't opened, you wouldn't have had that. I can relate with you. I know that I've had people that when I've met them, things have went off the energy. It's always a good sign for me. I know that it's going to be a strong intent. You two are obviously doing together. I think, and I do feel, you know, that your shoes were another part of it. It's ironic that, you know, at least he left your shoes in there. If you go and he's kicked them out, then you'll kind of realize that maybe he's a snot. But I feel that you're going to have a really good time with him. I would like to hear more, and, you know, we love it. It's Psyche's Gone Wild and hearing what's wild about it. So please contact us and keep us informed. I feel that you're going to be together. I love the fact that, you know, you were seeing that, and I can relate with you. You asked Dina that, and I know of different individuals. I told you of my teacher. She would make her card stand up with the energy. I know that Dina single-handedly has done energies here where we've been talking or doing something on the radio. Things in my house have been sent with energy, like when she was healing the lady 2 weeks ago. So you got the right one here on that. So I love it. Writing into you, Dina, I am in Rhode Island, and I have to ask you, my ghost will not stop bringing me people. I have a very silly situation here. I know that the lady that lived in the house before was a very positive individual, and she loved to bring people in. Well, since she has passed, I had bought the house, and I'd been here for a couple of years. Nothing had been very insignificant. I did have a lot more guests, and then a medium came in and explained to me that the lady who lived in the house was bringing her to me to let me know that she really liked me and that she felt I should have company. Not to be rude, but I am pretty much a solitary person, and I wondered why I had so many people just stopping in. I had assumed that the person that lived here before had been very social and no one knew that she'd passed. Well, recently now, in the last 4 months, she has increased this. I've had every person that she can think of trying to traipse them into my house. I have sat down and tried working with her. How do I get her to stop bringing people to me and messing up my furniture?
And messing up the furniture. That's good. Well, what you can do is ask her. Like, you just simply say, look, it, okay, I understand this is, you know, this is what you like to do, but it's not my cup of tea. Stop. I've had enough. You know, you need to move on now. Go on. That, you know, go send her. So you need to send her on. It's for some reason she feels like she hasn't, can't leave there. So a lot of times when people feel they can't leave that area of the house or whatever, they need to be told that they have to move on. And because they don't know. It's like they're stuck between two worlds. They don't know. It's like they're really there. So that's all you have to do. And if it doesn't work right away, you just keep doing it. You just keep asking and keep sending her on, you know, over to heaven or whatever, and just say, no, this is my home now. That's worked with me several times before with other people. What would you do?
I would do the frankincense and myrrh, and Carlene's writing in there. She said it worked in, up there in New York with some friends of theirs. I love that. It does the cleansing now. I would sit down exactly what you said and work with her. I have always had a really good experience with the ghosts in the house that I've lived with. I do know that in California, me and Kay had one that was a little uptight and threw the incense across the house when it got a little cranky with me about it. But I would do that, and I would work with it, you know, just exactly what Dina said there, and explain to them that space. I think that part of it is a misunderstanding. She may think that you need people because she sees you alone. Sometimes it's hard, even though they're ghosts or energies, for them to see and percept what we're doing. I had a friend say that the veil sometimes can be like doing charades with not all the clues there. You know, and I'm like, that makes sense to me from what I've seen sometimes with medium work. And then there's times where they just come in, like, you know, very clear audience. So I agree very much with Dina. And I love the fact that I've got a lot of you guys writing in. Let us have our time with Dina on the phone, Jethro. All you do is talk, talk, talk. I know, because I'm a talker. 978, I could not wait. How are you, 978?
Hi, I couldn't wait either. How are you, Jethro? Dina?
Great.
I haven't called into the show in ages. So, well, I missed you too, honey. I really did. But I'm going to be very positive. I'm not going to ask if you see money coming my way. I want to know when you see it coming my way and from where.
And what's your name?
I'm sorry, Kathleen from Massachusetts.
Oh, Kathleen from Massachusetts. I thought I recognized that accent. all right. So I feel like it feels like money has been a blockage for some time.
Yes.
And you've been trying to work on this blockage. And so I feel like you've made progress, but haven't climbed over the hill yet. So my sense is that you need to still keep working and doing what you're doing, and it's almost time for breakthrough. So I feel like there's something you're going to put in place. Like, is there something you're working on right now to bring extra money that will soon come?
No, I live on SSI, and I only receive $800 a month, and
yeah.
You can't, you know, make over that, or I'll lose housing, everything. And I didn't live this way before.
I feel like there's going to be something you'll be working on that will bring in money, and money that you can bring in. In other words, you know, money that doesn't have to show up. Let's see. So I feel like there's something you're going to be working on. That's what they're telling me. And you need to be looking at that, because that's what they said. You need to be looking at the options there. And it's going to be probably from this fall into next spring that you'll come up with an answer, a solution to that, or something will fall into your lap for that, that way you can earn some and be okay. So you need to be looking around and just kind of really putting that out there, because that's what they're telling me. There is something out there. There is a solution that you must kind of try to find the answer to. But when they give me the sign, the green light, the sign, that's what they're showing me, that there's something out there. You just haven't found it, or it hasn't come to you yet, but it will before this time next year.
Okay, I look on Craigslist, but other than that, I really don't know where to look.
Kathleen, you need to look closer to home. You need to get in there and look, grab that mirror and grab that mirror and look right into that mirror, because you have an ability of creativity, of writing and putting things together. Talk to me about your romanticism. There's a way you look and feel with people that you express it in a way that makes other people feel good. Now, I'm not saying go out and write a book that's going to make Larry Flynn scream mommy, but I'm saying make Larry Flynn scream mommy, not like that kind of book, but I'm saying...
Well, I know a guy named Larry.
Well, make him scream. What have you been doing, Kathleen? I'm trying to get you going here. I can feel it. I can see you doing this. They're telling me you have some energy here. Write one of those books about the passionate side of it. There's something going on with you about... You have some knowledge there about some people. Something's going on about how you see and life and times. You could write some things there, put it together, and do that intensity. I see people would buy it. I see that you would do very well, and I see that, like, one of the things the guys are showing me is that there's another ability of yours of being able to put things together in a way that helps other people. So you could also do a personal job of yours, and I could see you sit down, and let's say you're working with different types of people, and they're asking you things that they want done, and you're writing out their articles. I mean, a good example, I can tell you from what I do. I write, and I have ways of saying it, but then someone has to take it and look at it and say, Jethro, you know, you're talking about the chakra. This has got to be this. You said the seven. People didn't know what the colors were. They sit down and they put it into where everybody else gets it. I see you doing that, and I see you doing real well working with other individuals. You are a beacon of your own energy, and that's what they want. They want you doing your own business.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. So you think maybe a book?
Oh, books, plural, yeah. Yes. And talk to me now. We can talk about this, Larry. We're not going to get you in trouble, right? No, I'm teasing you.
Oh, no. No, I was seeing a guy named Joe who I cared about, but his wife passed away right before we met, and now we're kind of at odds. I didn't know if you saw a relationship coming in for me, a true relationship. Larry is a guy I've known for 17 years. I met him on his birthday 17 years ago today, as a matter of fact. But we've tried living together and all that, and it doesn't work. But we're friends.
Okay. I'm hearing the guides tell me that there's some other energy happening there, and I got to do one question. I'm so glad. It's been a long time. Kathleen, always call in. We're just trying to break people that are calling me seven times a week and ask me when KT's coming home. I'm about ready to cry. I'm like, you know, I called him and I said, the woman's driving Jethro crazy on Psyche's Gone Wild. I'll give you $5 and the ticket to go eat tacos on Mother's. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be good, but when they put the pressure on me, I'm like a pedal. I give in. You know, it just really.
Oh God, no! I haven't called in a long time. But do you see a relationship coming in for me, or do you see something new with this Larry or Joe?
I see something new, and that's why I was teasing you about. And actually, you're a very nice lady. Larry Flynn wrote a dirty magazine, so
I didn't know that.
I know, and I was teasing you about that, like make Larry Flynn scream, and I'm telling you my age. But he was like he wrote books that were like en verre. And in this case with you, what they're telling me with you is that Larry and the energy, I feel another person. So definitely, Kathleen, you got to get in. And get in hold of my book, By Living in the Realm or Uncle Jethro's Magic Recipes.
What's it called?
It's Living in the Psychic Realm or Uncle Jethro's Magic Recipes.
A gold Jethro's magic recipes. Okay, so you see me, Larry, and someone else. You're saying a threesome? No, I'm only kidding.
Okay, we're going to those books, Kathleen. Come on, we're going to have to do that too.
So you think I could write some romantic novel?
I think it'd be excellent, and I'll tell you, I feel in your heart, and I feel the energy, and yes. And I think the thing is that you're like Dina. Dina's that way. Dina's a very polite, beautiful woman, but she puts the steamer on with some of that, and I've seen, you know, we've had people call in here and go, what's going on, you know? There's a relationship she's saved by they were listening into this show, actually.
Okay, well, I might work on that. Who knows?
We will talk to you later, Kathleen. Thank you for calling.
Okay,
you
thank you both.
Oh, and Kathleen,
can you leave me on so I can listen?
Yes, and if you get a chance up there, send us any psychics that are doing any fairs up there. We're trying to get together. We would like to do a place. It'd be good for Psychics Gone Wild. Massachusetts would be a very good place.
Oh, did you write this name down?
Mm-hmm.
Denise Fix, F-I-X. She does them around here. She sometimes works on her own, but she does fairs too, and she's called the East Coast Medium.
Rocking.
She's on the internet.
Oh, my goodness.
So you might be able to. Where are you from?
I'm in Arlington, Virginia, and Tampa, Florida. And Dina's
okay.
In Maine. We're trying to.
Yeah,
oh, well, I'm in Massachusetts, and Denise is in Massachusetts, so you could get in touch with her.
I will do it, Kathleen. I got to go. They're going to make me go back to work. Thank you.
Okay, honey. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. We are here. We are wild. And I had people saying, Jethro, what are you doing? We are trying to get our name out there. So we have Jethro, I love to tell you that you guys are like tamales. I can't believe. Sometimes you're hot. Sometimes you're intense. But you two are making me laugh so bad tonight. My husband's name is Larry. What is going on? When you said Larry, he just about shot something across the room. He didn't know what was going on. He goes, now he's got to pick up his Coca-Cola. He wants to know, is Dina really that intense when it comes to a healing? Or is it sometimes people's minds? Because I think that people can believe that they're being and healed and feel it, or is there actually energy working? Dina, please tell him what you do to people to help them.
Yes, I am really that intense. I have the ability to kind of to see into your body and your soul and your spirit, your mind, the whole nine yards. So with that combination, I can go in and see exactly what needs to be done in your body, whether it be for health reasons or for spiritual energetic reasons, you know, removing blockages. And with that, I mean, I can actually really see inside your body. So with that, I can go in and do what I have to do. And I can, it works either in person or long distance. I can just think of you and I can see you and see you inside of everything. So it kind of does run really intense. Yeah.
I bought my crystals, Dina, from a gentleman who told me that they had keys and they had windows in them. He explained to me these things, and ever since I've had them, my cat has left home. Have I opened something into my house I shouldn't have? What should I do?
Windows and crystals are fantastic, actually. They're very highly energized, and they are kind of like portals. So you probably, and cats are extremely sensitive to energy and all that stuff. So the cat is probably feeling it. But it's not that it's a bad thing. It just changes the energy. So I don't think it's negative. I feel it's positive. It's just energizing, like charging and energizing is what I feel like it's doing.
I agree. And, you know, sometimes cats will do that energy because they do sense the other side and they're seeing it. So try also moving your stones a little separate from each other. I feel like you've got them so all in together, like Dina's saying. Those windows and those keys are open to a vibration that's too high even for a cat. So you might want to change a little bit because you also want to get a positive sensation in there. You've got it tuned to like 320. So, you know, we love it. But it's why you like to be wild. And thank you for writing in, Anna. 740, what do you know? Would you like to go on Psyche Scano? 740.
Oh, my gosh, that's me.
Hi,
Jethro. It's Sue out of the chat room.
Yay, Sue. It's been a while, my little Sue. Where have you been hiding?
Oh, I've been so busy, honey, taking care of Mom and stuff. She had a heart attack last Wednesday, so it's been back and forth to the hospital. And
so my heart goes out to you, Sue. That's so intense.
Crazy. Yeah, it's been crazy. Hi, Dina.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well today. You know, I've been trying to get this business going with the lotions and the soaps and the oils, and it seems like something is always getting in my way. I don't know if it's me or if it's something else. And now I feel like I'm being pulled more towards spiritual healing and assisting people. Am I supposed to be changing area? What am I supposed to be doing?
Well, first of all, I do feel like that you do have to remove some of this stuff, because I do feel like you're holding part of yourself back only because, not consciously, subconsciously, only because I feel like you have this slight fear of success and moving forward. So
okay,
that just needs to be tweaked a little. But I also feel like, yes, for sure, you should be working with people and healing and spiritual. But that also, in addition, doing your soaps and your lotion.
Okay.
Because I feel like once you block, I can't even talk tonight. What's up?
Welcome to the club.
Once you remove this, you know, identify and remove this blockage, then I feel like that things can kind of move forward. But that's a biggie for you. That's a big piece. I'm hearing it's a biggie.
Blockage, mm-hmm. Is that the negative influence that I'm allowing my mother to put into it?
That is a big piece of it, because when this is a biggie for you, what I was going to say is this is something you've been working on your whole life.
Yes.
You know, so it's a big piece that hasn't let go yet. That's what they're telling me. I can see it. It's about ready to let go, and it's blocking up into your third chakra and into your heart and throat chakra, right in those three areas. So
yes,
it's blocking up in those three areas, and that's where you need to work on unblocking it. Do you know how to work on yourself at all?
No, I do not.
Well, there's a vase exercise that's very good that I heard would be good for you, where you picture some clear vases, and you picture a spigot coming out of your third chakra. You know where your third chakra is? Your solar plexus?
Yeah.
Okay, so picture a spigot coming out of there, and like a beer tap, a spigot, and you envision all those things that you want to let go from you, the blockages, and open the tap and let them vases fill up with whatever is holding you back, you know, whatever. It can look like anything coming out of there. And then once you've filled, you could take one vase, it could take 20 vases. Once you've filled all those vases in each issue that you want to work on, it's in your mind's eye. You take those vases down to the ocean, and then you empty them out in the sand, and then you rinse them out in the salt water. And as you're doing that, you just say, I release, you know, whatever it is you want to release. And then you put your vases back and use them anytime you want. And you do that for a while, and it really clears out a lot of things for you.
Okay, that'd be great.
But I feel like as far as your lotions and whatnot, as far as you move that along, once you've decided positively in your mind that you want this to be a success, I feel like that you can move it forward. I don't feel like it's going to be great guns at first. It's going to be some work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're persistent with it, and by persistent I mean also persistent with the positive energy,
yeah,
then I see it moving forward and I see doors opening for it. But in the meantime, also, yes, work on your healing and your spirituality, maybe reading and healing people, because that will help you also to move along in a positive direction.
I've been trying to open myself up to what I'm able to do with people more, because I shut that down a long time ago.
You've been shut down for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, and this is the time for you to open back up. And interestingly,
okay,
soaps and stuff, you're kind of cleansing. Time to cleanse.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will definitely work on that.
Well, good. Yeah, well, keep us posted.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, we love you calling in. I want to tease a couple of you friends that are writing in. They said, what happened to the airwaves? We had some kind of static earlier, and they said that aisle 16 is having a sale on pantyhose. I don't know. I guess that's Mercury retrograde. I just want you to know that we don't know where that is, but I'm in Virginia, and D.C.'s in Maine. So somewhere there, you can get pantyhose on sale right now. So let's all run over there.
Jeff, who wears pantyhose anymore?
Okay, so Dina doesn't wear pantyhose. She wants you to come up with a better sale. If you're going to get a girl's attention, come up with something she wears, people. Come on. We got to go. Thank you for calling in, Sue. We are going Mercury as ever. That was really funny. We are having the wildest time. I got someone here writing me going, Dina, do you like chocolate? Because I've always felt that most psychics really get into chocolate. My sister was very psychic. When she ate chocolate, she could do lots of things that other people couldn't. Does chocolate help you, Dina?
I have to tell you. Again, when I first started doing all this work, chocolate was the only thing that would ground me. I had to bring chocolate with me wherever I read. You know, if I did fairs, if I did, you know, long readings, lots of reading in healing, I would have to bring chocolate and to ground me back down when I first started. Now I've learned to do it on my own. But at first, oh, wow, yes, I definitely needed it. Every now and then I still do that.
Way to go, Dina. We don't wear pantyhose here neither. She knows what it's about. Jethro, get with the rest of us. Stay out of the woods, you little silly farmer. Okay, I'm not a farmer. I'm just a hillbilly. 803, how you doing? This is Psychics Gone Wild. 803, are you ready to have a reading?
I am. Hello. How are y'all tonight?
Great. We're running through the phones. You guys are climbing up through the ranks. There's a bunch of you new people. Have you ever tried this Psychics Gone Wild before?
You know, I have once before, and I think I spoke with you, so I wanted to address that real quickly and kind of tell you how things have worked out a little before I ask my question. I called in once before about my mother-in-law, my husband, and money. Do you remember that?
Oh, not right offhand, dear. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's been a while, but y'all told me that, you know, it was going to take my husband really kind of buckling down to get his mother out of his ear, and he actually has. Which is amazing. So, you know, he told her to back off, and that's a huge thing. Huge thing. So, and he's lost weight, and he's doing all kinds of things that are so much healthier ever since he had that conversation. So I wanted to bring that up. But the reason I was calling tonight is because my twin sister is trying so hard to have a baby, and they're not getting pregnant. Just wanted to know kind of what was going on there.
Oh, good. I thought you was going to ask him, say, I have a girlfriend, and she gets really upset. I was going to, you know, I'm trying to tease you. What you said about making a baby, my mind's scary. I'm sorry, I'm being a little goofy here. I got to laugh. Can I get your first name?
My name is Melanie, and if it helps, my sister's name is Melissa.
Oh, excellent. Okay, Dina, what are you getting here, psychic healer?
Well, I feel like there's something blocking up inside of her. Has she been tested?
She has, and they said it's called ovarian dysfunction, which means that she's not releasing enough eggs. But they've done a procedure where they've shot dye and said they said nothing is blocking.
Yeah, because I feel like there's something blocking. I mean, in addition to that ovarian, whatever it is, I feel like something's blocking. And so that the chances, you know, when she can release an egg, the chances are slimmer is what I'm seeing. And it just feels like just something gets in the way. That's what they're showing me. Something gets in the way. They're showing me some blockage, something gets in the way. So, and if it's not showing up on their test, I don't know what else she can do for it, but they're going to come up with something that she can do. Mm-hmm. If they haven't already, I feel like they're going to come up with a solution or a suggestion that will probably work for her. And because right now they're going through the stages. They're not going from A to Z right away. You know, they're going B, C, D, whatever. So I feel like when it gets to that point, that there will be something that will help her to get pregnant.
So from the East, like the Eastern herbologist or something. Yeah. And I feel it, Dina, and I feel Dina and we both are getting it. I keep seeing someone that's going to do that, and they're going to come up with something. It may be something now that they put into a, now a regular pill or a doctor, but it's something from that. And I got to tell you, Melanie, thank you for letting me tease you about your sister. You know that my girlfriend would beat me up, but I just had to make a joke there. I got people writing me, I'm in trouble. They're like, why were you teasing her about making a baby, Justin? What kind of a show is this? I'm just trying to make a funny... We got to watch them. We make one funny, me and Dina, and they write me forever. What I want to tease you, Melanie, and see with the energy that's happening is that the guys are also telling me you two are twins, right? So you do the other intent together. You two have that strength. You know, and I know that the energy goes psychically both ways. So you're at a point in your life where you work with your orange chakra. You sit down. You put the energy in. You do some color work with one of our, like Dina. Dina's an excellent healer. She does a couple of sessions with you on how to heal and harmonize your energy. Your sister automatically is going to receive that from you too. So what's going to happen is you're working with it, then hers will go down and the energy will happen. And I've had this work before. I've worked, it's ironic you called, I've worked quite a bit with identical and other types of twins and had very good success with it because you're able to put that energy. So then her orange is able to do it. Her orange chakra, for those of you that are tuning in for the first time or think Jethro's talking about her fruit salad, her orange chakra is getting the energy there at the same level. I also am picking up from your sister that there's something very strong about her sensitivity, and she needs something karmically from the Cosmic Records permission. Do you feel it, Dina? Let's go up another level here, spiritual, because you get someone like Dina or one of them working with it, she can raise that energy, and then she can do the vibration where the Kundalini will be high enough for her to have children. Give herself time with one of her Reiki masters. Get with some of us that's very affordable, not that crazy stuff. Get with someone who's going to sit down and go to the records with her and get the permission for those children, because she has children still coming. I mean, I can see them, and that's what Dina's saying, that it's going to, they're going to find an answer.
You
can see children coming to her eventually.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I see that there's an answer. So I see that there that she can get pregnant. There will be a way she can get pregnant. So I do, yes, I feel like she has contracted in this life children. But for some reason, she's having to go through this because she kind of contracted this too. But has she also tried, I see acupuncture might help her too, to open that flow. Because that's what they're showing me strongly. She should try acupuncture. You know, good female.
Okay.
Someone who really works in the female issues, you know what I mean? Not just any old acupuncturist.
Yes.
Okay.
Our prayers are going out with you, Melanie. You got to keep a track of us. And I wanted to be named that baby Wild as middle name if we help. No, I'm teasing.
I don't know that I have that much input, but we'll definitely try.
Love you. Got to go. They're giving me that push, and I hope we help what we could do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always nice to have you guys call in and tell us what's going on. I had a friend tell me yesterday they had listened to the show for many years, and they decided that they were going to call in last night. They freaked out, and then they just sent me an email. Please ask Dina this question. I'm really scared of psychics, and that's why I'm writing this. Dina, for years people have said that my blue energy is blocked. I thought I was a very verbal person, but now I'm hearing this from every person I go to. I'm trying to go to a teacher right now to learn how to open my energies because I've been having chest pain. I'm a little worried that I might be having something more. Doctors are not finding anything wrong, and everyone thinks that my heart chakra is not functioning right. Is this true? Because I don't think that my blue is blocked. What should I do?
My blue?
Yeah, they're blue. They're saying they're blue energy. They keep saying they're blue.
Okay. Well, I do feel like you are blocked up. I feel like you need to get grounded and centered more, so like something like yoga would do wonders for you to really just kind of open up some of these areas that I feel is blocked. I mean, this is something you could just do stretches if you need, and breathing at home. You don't actually have to go to yoga. You can investigate it yourself, do it at home. Similar thing, but stretches and breathing, that's what they're showing me. Also, they're showing me that you need to stop and smell the roses. I feel like that's what they're telling me, that you don't really take time to enjoy life. And I mean, really fully sit in it and immerse yourself in it on a wonderful level. And once you do that, a lot of this stuff is going to open up and flow through. But I mean, if you want to go to some healers or whatever, that's great too. But if this is what you can do on your own, in your own time, and it, you'll start to feel things opening up. Also, I don't know if you had your cholesterol checked. This thing, check your cholesterol. So it might be you might have to change your eating habits as well, because food can also block you up. So so that's what they're showing me. Just have your cholesterol, check your cholesterol, but also the breathing and just that stretching and really enjoying life. What do you get, Jethro?
Oh, I agree very much, and I want to tease you guys. I apologize. I'm getting a lot of fight in right now about the out-of-towner joke. I lost the punchline. I will have it on tomorrow. There, I've got people writing. You guys kill me. I laugh. We're doing a show here. We're helping as people and individuals, and you guys are worried about jokes. Come on now. This has gone wild. They're just making me a little wild. I agree with Dina, and I also got to ask you, Dina, as the person was asking me before with that blue, I'm trying to get their email here. They're on Facebook. They're writing me and said that, Dina, you always help out so much. I want to tell you before I forget that you helped my sister. My sister was one of the girls who wrote into you before, and she was very sad and was having a lot of problems. You were right. She is an empath. Now that since she's been looking at things and going through what she's been doing, her life is a lot better. Thanks to you, everybody that around now has realized that she wasn't crazy. She was just picking up sensitivity. Is it possible that it runs in my family? Because my brother is 14, and he seems to be carrying some of the same traits, or is he just a little silly too?
No, for sure it does run in the family. My whole family has my ability, but we all have it to different degrees. And definitely the brother also has it, but the brother seems to be even more sensitive, or tends to hold things inside more. So yeah, definitely that's what I feel.
Oh my goodness, and I love that. And I agree with, you know, I can tell you in families that it seems to have to do with what else is going into a situation or what else is going with you. They said something else is happening for you, and they said it's going to be turn around and make some other work going into it's like no matter what you want to do, and they said this is going into another situation of it, that I want to make sure that they are going into another level of it, and they said that nobody else is going to deal with it, but they said you also want to make sure that you are going into what else you want to do. So if you guys are working with this family, I apologize, I'm having a little bit of static here. My Mercury, my can't talk. If you're having the energy with impasse and you're working with energy, make sure you're getting that stuff out. You know, and make sure it's happening there. And I want to thank some of you other guys who have been going through the part of doing this. But whatever you're going through and you've got a crisis, let me know if something is bothering you at psychic level on Gone Wild. But please, if you guys are doing that and putting anything else up there, it will be deleted, and I will block you from that. I'm trying to do a show here, and I've got a lot of individuals who are writing these really odd things, and I really feel sad, and I do feel that sometimes you may need a counselor sometimes when you're coming with this. And my suggestion is if things are bothering you and they're actually getting to the point where you need to take a timeout, call, and there are steps. There are places 24 hours a day that are open to help you. But writing me or getting upset with me or taking it out on us here on Psyche's Gone Wild is not the answer. And I do tell you it is a spiritual view, but I won't accept that. If you need a place to chew, take it to the steak. Don't take it to me. So going into another energy here, we've got a really good group of people. I'm trying to get through some more of the phones. We've got a ton of you guys on the phones. Don't go anywhere. Dina, I have to tell you, my aura has always had a problem. My brother laughs about it because he can see auras. He told me that I have an aura of a woman's aura, and that he thinks that I was actually a madam or maybe a girl of a prostitution many years ago, and I still am having other situations that are going to that. So help me, is it true because I'm a 47-year-old man, and I got to tell you, I have always been with my wife, but yet this surprised me to hear this. Is this possible that my aura can be resonating to someone else? Because he did show me some things that it did seem familiar. Ironically, maybe I had a past life. What is this?
Yeah, I don't, it's not so much, that's what I feel like he's seeing, a past life. It's interesting that he can see a past life in your aura, you know, because people can see past life differently. But when I see auras, I don't really look at the past life. I look at the present life. So So, but I feel like he, seeing a past life energy is still coming through with you. Definitely you were a female in the past life, and you, and it was kind of a, I feel like you had a rough, I don't know necessarily you were a madam or prostitute, but you had a rough go where you had to make it, and sometimes you had to do that, but not on a regular basis, like you had to survive. And by that, I mean, you didn't have to prostitute. Maybe you had to, what's the lack of a better word, sleep your way to survival. So I do feel like that was, that definitely that's an energy from a past life. But the thing is with past lives, you can leave them in the past. It's, so I find it very interesting that he keeps wanting to bring it up and whatever. What do you get, Jethro?
I'm feeling that. I feel that it's very interesting. I feel like that's part of what's happening here with why you're going through the energy. And I want to thank you for sharing with us a little bit about it, because it is a good topic to bring up. It does not matter who and what you are with this energy as much as it matters with the two together. So I would say a perfect example, you're writing here that you, and it sounds like from what I've gathered here, and I apologize, I did a little work on your Facebook. This is a very strong male person. This is a very, very strong alpha type individual. And so your guide work and your energy is also very strong, and some other things happening for you that I want to make sure that you understand that it does do the opposite. And a lot of times you will find this out in chakra. Let's say in this life, I'm a very 6'1" man. It doesn't mean the last life I was a 5'1" petite female. It does balance and back and forth. And karmically, we do different reasons for different things. It doesn't always have to be, but there's a lot of patterns with it. So do a little regression work and work with some people on reincarnation and looking into your own energy and see what you have. I thank all of you. I know that it's a little cuckoo, and a lot of you guys on the phone are having it. I'm very trying not to be tense here, but it's real hard when the phones won't let it in. I have one open, and there's a bunch of you on. Don't get upset. We're not trying to be mean. It's just the phones are being mercury. 917, you're in. How are you, 917?
Hi, how are you?
Great. This is Jethro and Dina, and you are?
Tina.
Hi, Tina. What would you like to ask us tonight, or what can we help you with?
I would like to ask about my relationship and finances, relationship with Robert.
Okay.
You want to go first, Jethro?
Yeah, Tina, I'm picking up that there's something here that's happened. I feel like that you said Robert?
Yes.
And I feel like there's something that's going on here a little bit that I feel like there's something that wants to happen more with you too, but there's something else going on right now that can't, it seemed like you can't get to another level. When you asked about relationship with you two together, what I saw is I see a person over away from you or something a little different from you, and I feel like he's also handling another situation there or something else is going a little awkward with him.
Yeah, something with his child. You're right, and he's traveling, yes.
Yes, and I also am picking up the energy with you a little bit that there's also another part of this that has to come to a stronger level for you to be with you. You want a man, but you want the man that's going to not only be strengthened with you, but also able to do some other things you've got. You're headed somewhere, Tina, and that's a good way. You want to have your castle with your king and your place. You don't want to be, something's happened to you with before with relationship where you got stuck with somebody that was dragging their feet and you got into places where you didn't want to be with your stuff. You want your own security is what I'm feeling.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. That's what I'm picking up, and I feel that that's going to happen. I feel like your finances are going to take another way because I feel there's another situation there. You're very good about beauty. I see you looking at stuff that you buy or taking in things, and I see you working with it, and I see you taking in and looking at buying some of these other individual stuff. I'm seeing
yes.
you. Yeah. It's fun reading you. Thank you for calling in. I needed to read and go to work. I got people writing me crazy stuff. I'm about ready to tell them where Facebook has never been booked. It's like we need to get back into this. Tina, you just saved a life.
My ex, Lewis, what is going on with him?
The one with the little funny smile?
Yes. What about him? Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm reading your energy, and it's the first time you've ever called in, or I've read you, because I can feel the energy through the phone. They're showing me that what's going on with him is he's got somebody else or something going on, and he likes keeping them jealous over you. You were the good one that played, and there's somebody that knows that, and they're like, okay, they like the competitive, so he's still kind of giving the idea that he's got you still around or something, and there's a game he's playing. And it's ironically...
Oh. Oh, go ahead. No, you said it's a game he's playing, and ironically?
And ironically, he's got something there still in his ideas with you. And you know what's really funny is he knows that he messed up with you. He knows there was some silly stuff. And he's, even though you guys are still at times, there's like an idea in his head that maybe he could get close.
Oh, okay. So the person he's making jealous, is she moving? Her name is Ruby. Is she still around?
God, I would hope so for you. She seems really silly. Sorry. I'm just going to be blunt. What are you picking up, Dina, about this? Because I'm getting in this woman. I'm sorry, Tina. I hope you don't mind. Thank you for calling in. I needed to read again.
Yeah. No, it's okay. What is he going
to do? The reason I had you take it first was I'm hearing, like, start over. Because, you know, like, because you deserve, I'm feeling like you put yourself in a place where you deserve a lot better than what you're getting with either one, with any of this. And I feel like somebody really, really awesome will be coming into your life probably more towards December, January, February, in that time frame. And but you're not done with any of these situations. That's why that it won't come in until then. So I just feel like you deserve a lot more. That's what they keep telling me. Your guides, I think it's your grandmother, keeps coming through. And your grandmother keeps saying, you deserve better than that. You know, like, I've taught you to deserve better than that. And that's what I keep hearing. So that's why I'm like, but you, as far as that and as far as finances, once you decide that you do deserve better and you go for the better, that's when I see your finances turning around as well. I just feel like a whole turnaround for you, like so much more positivity in your life is what I see coming for you. And it's not that far away, so I say go get it. Go get the good
news. Oh, thank you. Well, Robert is a millionaire, so it was just a matter of him traveling, but he's a very nice guy.
Yeah, but it's not that he's not nice. It's what you need out of it. So if it's him that you want, then that's what they're telling you. Go get what you want, whether it's with him or somebody else. But it won't happen until you've decided that, which could be December, January, February, in that time frame. So if it is him, see, that's where it is, free will. If it's him, it doesn't matter who it is with. It's once you've decided inside you what you want and you go get it, it will come to you, because I see it coming to you.
Oh, thank you.
I agree. And we thank you for calling in. I really want to thank you. It's Mercury. We're having odd energies. Can you tell me where you found this? Because I've been really praying on what to do with Psyche's Gone Wild. Did you get us off of Blog Talk? Did someone tell you from Twitter? Is it Facebook? Where did you hear from us?
Blog Talk. And I'm in New Jersey.
You rock, Tina. Thank you for calling in. Please go to psychicsgonewall.com. We have a lot of people writing, calling, doing this that have got their other intent. We are individuals that help with individuals. Dina, I have to ask this question of you. I have two people that are writing me. They're saying that their totems are totally opposite. Now, in the energy that they have been with each other for a while, one has a rabbit totem and one has a tiger. Are they supposed to be together, or should they be giving up each other for lunch? I'm a little worried about what to do with my wife, who's a tiger.
I don't, you know, when it comes to that, I mean, I studied astrology and all that stuff for the longest time, and I love it. I love studying it, and a lot of it bodes true, but what I have found when, you know, at the end of the day, is that it don't matter. It's all about if your energy meshes. It doesn't matter what sign you are, what you have in your chart. It's all about you and where you want to take it and what you want to do with it and the energy. And if it feels like the energy is just not in a working way, you know, then you have your answer. But for the most part, I feel it's just all it's about is just the energy.
I love all you, and I got to tease you guys. I agree with you very much. You know, we got a lot of questions coming in. We're down to the last couple minutes. This won't be. We've only got 2 minutes left. So all of you who've been calling in, I want to thank you so much. And I do want to thank you, Facebook. 33,000 fans and Facebook likes. Thank you, Psychic Jethro. Those of you who are upset or otherwise, I want to unthank you. And please, as I said, I'm not gum. Don't chew me. So we got to go there. Dina, please tell me what would happen if we did get up there and did a fair. Let's talk about what's going up there and just reading in the East. I think I should come up there and we should just rock the airwaves in the East Coast.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, let's do it. I think it would be awesome.
I agree. Those of you tuning in, I was just there at the Spirit Body Mind Expo in Tampa, Florida, 2 days. Recuperating was a blast. I want to tease you. Most fun I've had. Yes, we did sell, and we worked with crystal balls there. We also did a lot of work with how to raise the vibration to make a pendulum do what more than just swing back and forth and say yes and no. And we had a lot of them teasing us about that. You have to tune in to find a little more of that. Love all of you guys. If you want a reading, tell them, Dina, how they can get a hold of Dina.
You can email me at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com. Or call me at 207-752-1399. Or you can find me on my website of Dina Flanagan, Psychic Medium, or vice versa. Psychic Medium, Dina Flanagan. Which is it, Jethro?
It's Psychic Medium, Dina. That's so funny. And those of you who do know, I am the person that keeps track of her on Facebook, and I'm trying to help you guys. We have a lot going on. I had a new person that's helping me now. He will be taking care of some of this with you guys. I do rest assured. I am reading and doing what I love, so please get a hold of me for that. I don't do emails. Get a hold of Dina for that. I do welcome all of you guys that are coming in to PsychicsGoneWild.com for those prizes. Tonight I'm pulling out, and it's Ted Martinez. Ted Martinez in Nevada. You have won an hour reading with Jethro. Good deal, Ted. I will send you that, and thank you for the compliment. Ted writes that this has been the best fun I've always had. I listened in tonight, and I just got this in. I really hope I win, but I do think that Dina is a stronger psychic. Don't get mad, Jethro, but they're stressing you out, and I could feel it. Very good, Ted. You're very actual and wild. So I'll talk to you again next week, same station. Don't forget, stay wild. Don't be mild.